it's the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. That's quoting George Orwell. We're joined right now this hour by Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, who, by the way, very gracious, very generous book offer. Go to stevequayle.com go to stevequayle.com. He's got his 6 essential books, $75 off. It's an incredible buy. Go to stevequayle.com and take advantage of that offer. Steve and I were talking earlier today. We had a fantastic conversation about the milquetoast, spineless snowflake Christians, and I'm sorry to say Christians, conservatives as well, and even conservative Christians who are hiding behind these self-righteous and sanctimonious excuses for ultimately voting, casting their vote for Hillary Clinton. Steve, thanks for hanging on with us, and thanks for agreeing to do this hour. I'm going to kick it to you, Steve, and just take it.
Well, thank you, Doug. And listen, everyone, I have never seen the attacks on my personal website. You know, it used to be a joke, Doug, that I got knocked off shortwave more than ever. But what I'm noticing is people who are saying anything that I would call reality-based are really having problems now with their websites. So, you know, I was praying today, and I was, you know, following my own request, fasting today earlier in the day, and just saying, God, I have to make your point tonight, and I have to make it real. I can't do that, Jesus, without your anointing. So I, you know, today, and Doug, this is true, you know, you used a word that I had just sent in a rebuke to one of these, basically the guy said this, I'm paraphrasing, and I'm about ready to put it up on my net because it so infuriated me, you know. Basically, you can't do anything to stop it. You know that you know, we're going to be destroyed and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I know that. And I said, listen, and if you're listening tonight, I'm the one that said, and I stand by it. And this was before there was any talk of nuclear war, preemptive strikes. I said, God is going to reveal the sins of the leaders to the people, their leaders, our leaders. You think that's being done? And before that, he's going to reveal the people's sins before a holy God. And I prefaced it by saying, before God allows the United States to be nuked by Russia and China, those were the exact words, he's going to reveal the sins of the leaders to the people. You know, Doug, and I'll be blunt, ladies and gentlemen, I talked to Doug because he was very almost cathartic for me, because I could not believe and still cannot believe that people don't get it. It's just like this. Somebody says, well, how do you know that was really a real satellite that was shot down, a spy satellite, and not a weather satellite? Is that a good monotone, or, you know, I call it a nasal tone? I said, simple, because the guys that used to run them contact me, okay? And that doesn't happen every time, you know? The point is that we're talking about ASAT, anti-satellite warfare, going on, okay? The very first thing you take out is basically your eyes, your ears, and your ability to communicate. That's called C3, Charlie 3. So, you know, when I was talking to Doug, he used two words, you know, and one of them was sanctimonious, and independent of each other, we got that. So I want to start out now this part of the show by saying this. Ross can work at record level speed. I have so many dozens and dozens of clients that are happy with him all the time. The only problem Ross has ever encountered is with the bank with a stagecoach that just seems intent on messing around with other people's deposits, meaning they really try and fight their own depositor. I have a depositor, a friend, a dear friend, a client, that literally had to go and sit outside the president of one of their banks to get him to give her money, Doug, and she had deposited everything it cleared, and he kept telling the secretary, tell her I'm out to lunch, tell her I'm not here. So I said, my dear sister, you go in there and you sit there. I said, you have your cell phone, and if he did denies you the access to your phone, you call me, put him on. I'll tell him who I am. Look, I'm a nobody, but I call Alex and I call other people. And she said, and you'll have a run on your bank, sir. Guess what, Doug? Well, I see here now that a squared would be glad to give you your money. This is warfare against you, ladies and gentlemen. It's total war. Now, I want to give out two numbers, and these are numbers. Ross mans his phone as Ryan mans the Numana phones. 844-650-5733. That's Ross. That's Survival 401k. You just heard him. 844-650-5733. This guy knows how to move quick. Ryan will take your calls. He'll call you back. His phone number is 406-581-0182. 581-406-581-0182. Now look, if you've got gluten issues, I have to eat gluten-free. I can't, you know, I've got really severe gluten allergies. And if you want organic, if you want non-GMO, this is the only stuff that's out there. And it's about 1,500 calories a day per person, and it's real calories. So saying that, look, all that a man gives, we can be smug when we're not hungry. We can be smug when it's not our neck or our throat being cut. We can have all these dumbass, lazy ass, and those are, you know, dumbass is biblical, lazy ass is basically probably just applying the application to people that are so passive that they simply believe that, you know, I've said this, they're going to view the end times on their big screen, you know, eating popcorn, drinking beer or whatever, probably, you know, diet soda, thinking that somehow they made it to heaven. That they're going to make it to heaven. Psalm 94, 15 through 17. But judgment shall return under righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Now listen to this. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. So I'm going to ask everybody there that's, you know, basically, well, I can't vote for Donald Trump because he uses the P word. I can't vote. Or Megyn Kelly, who posed in the most provocative photo shoot, basically, you wouldn't call it a presentation of proper ladymanship, calling Trump a sexual predator until Newt Gingrich dressed her down. You know, she undressed herself and Newt Gingrich dressed her down. But the thing is who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Doug, you get it, I get it. We want you. Or why don't you guys do this? Or why don't you guys do that? Okay, or the workers of iniquity. Iniquity is lawlessness. Can anybody who's going to vote for Hillary Clinton, who claims to be a Christian, black or white, Latino or Oriental, claim that she doesn't personify Psalm 94, the 16th verse? Who will rise up for me for the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? How else could George Soros, who owns 28 companies or 28 states' voting machines, remember? He said Trump's going to win the public election, but he's going to lose the electoral votes. That should be prima facie evidence of vote tampering, which, by the way, is a felony. And where is the FBI? Oh, I get it. The FBI is basically trying to huddle a little bit more because, what, the assistant director's wife got $500K from the Clinton Foundation? You know, it's on my website. And then I posted, Doug, a dream today, and I can't tell you how many people verified and validated it. The title of it on my website, I think it's in the alerts, God gave this Bible-believing woman a dream 30 years ago that the Bible would be banned in America and possession of God's word would be a capital offense. Now, do you ever think that, I mean, had you ever heard that from anybody else other than me?
No, not until we met nearly 20 years ago. No, nope.
Okay, yeah. So I'm claiming something to all you paid hack shills, Jesus hating demons. You know, when you say nothing you say ever comes to pass, everything he says is just fear mongering. Blah 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 blah. Nobody else said that long ago. Now here's a lady who, this is Susan. Hi, Susan. Steve, I just read the above alert and remembered from the book of Amos, which I had read a couple days ago. The Lord God himself prophesied that he will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. and they shall wander from sea to sea, from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. Amos 11:12. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you are hearing the word of the Lord. You say, you can't say that you speak for God. No, I'm just reading you what his word says. I know you know this, Steve, because I've heard you say this many times in various interviews. We should be as living as close to Jesus and memorizing as much of the word as we can, keeping it in our hearts. I've been collecting King James Version Bibles for this very reason. Just wanted to share. You know, ladies and gentlemen, there was a book and a movie made by Ray Bradbury, Fahrenheit 451. If you've ever watched it, the ownership of books was forbidden. Well, the day is coming where the Quran will be elevated above God's word. The day is coming where the testimony of Jesus will cost us our lives. The day is here when it's open season on Christians. Just like that dumbass professor that claims that Christians are as much, fundamentalist Christians are as evil as terrorists. Oh, yeah? Show me anybody who is show me a group of Christians that are going around cutting people's heads off. Show me a group of Christians that are cutting young children's heads off or pulling their hearts out or putting babies down on the ground and putting their foot to their neck and tearing their heads off. Show me. Or show me the abortion scalpel or the hyenas and the jackals saying, I believe I'm doing God's work, the God of this world. Show me. Again, Doug, this is an indictment, okay? Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? So I don't care. I don't even know her name, so I don't even need to mention it. But some well-known Christian woman who has Christian women seminars has just endorsed Hillary. You know, all I can say is the occupants of hell are laughing their infernal beings off. How could we have settled for such deception? And it's only going to get worse. Now I want to give some more scripture. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Look, David said it. Pastor David Langford said it. This is God separating the sheep from the goats, you know? People would rather, you know, threaten, or they want to do this or do that. I'm going to kick your ass. That's what I get all the time. I can't wait to, you know, put a bullet, blah, 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 blah. Well, guess what? Maybe God's got another plan. And so, you know, David was always dealing with that. Nehemiah was always dealing with that. And people are saying, do you know what so-and-so's saying about you? I said, do you know what Jesus will ultimately say about them? Depart from me, ye who work iniquity, lawlessness, I never knew you. So, Doug, here's the thing tonight, and I'm at warp speed now. It doesn't matter if you claim to know Jesus, you don't know him if he doesn't know you. Because you're trying to make your claim on a system of belief you think is the same as salvation, and you've never repented or gotten right with the Lord Jesus Christ. How about this one, Doug? If thou faint in the day of adversity, Proverbs 24:10-12, thy strength is small. If you forbear to deliver them that are drawn unto death and those that are ready to be slain, if you say, behold, we knoweth it not, doth not he that pondereth the heart consider it? And he that keepeth thy soul, doth not he know it? And shall not he render to every man according to his works? So in essence, when you stand, if you make it to the judgment seat of Christ as a Christian, and God said, why did you allow the evil? Why did you allow the slaughter of my children in the womb? And you wouldn't speak up. To them that are drawn unto death, guess what, Doug? Tonight, we are speaking up to them that are drawn unto death. And I got to tell you something. No excuses will excuse us in the presence of God Almighty. So when we talk about, you know, some of the outrageous statements, I want everybody to ask themselves that. Look, I'm going to give you the question. It's not a multiple choice, you know? Have you prayed and interceded for our brethren being slaughtered for their testimony of Jesus? Have you ever done it once? Have you shed a tear or tears over the slaughter of the innocents, the babies being butchered through abortion? Do you ever care about the lies murder, cheating, slander, and mockery of the living God at all, or even said or stand against it. How about this? Democrats. Well, I'm a Democrat. You know, the Democratic Party said, we don't believe in God. The Democratic Party said, we believe in the Quran. So, and they've done it officially and unofficially. Never in the history of the world, listen, Donald Trump, and I'm going to go on record, is the prosecuting attorney in the kingdom of God. Those of you that don't believe that God can use someone as whatever you may say, base as he is, God's used me, God's used Doug. None of us have clean slates. But you take on, you pick at him for such minute. And listen, I'm not saying what he said is right. If he's wrong, he apologizes. But did you ever think that maybe this is God's way of bringing him to himself? No human being without the power of the living God could stand against 97% of the press of the world, of the ridicule, the scorn, and everything, and do it without the power of God, Doug. And that's why I said I stand behind him. Now, understand me when I say this. I don't know if God gives an intermission for 1 year, 6 months, two. The word that he gave me will come to pass. Russia and China will nuke us. I don't know the outcome of the election. I know if it weren't for God, Hillary's a shoo-in. But again, you've got to understand, if any Christian votes for that woman, knowing what she's done, the lies, the complicity, Benghazi, all of the overthrow, selling, ladies and gentlemen, selling out her country to the highest bidder, giving technology that's top secret, selling uranium mines, everything that you can think. If you vote for her, you are a partaker of her sin, and you will be a partaker of the judgment on the whore that rides the beast. And I'm sorry, Doug, it can't get any plainer. You know, the problem is people have yet in this generation to see that God is holy, faithful, just, and true. That none of us have seen God act in such a manner as Sodom, Gomorrah. We have not seen the judgment on Mystery Babylon. So while everybody's fighting over, well, I just don't know. And I have a weak-willed former friend that I said to my wife tonight, because I knew it was going to come on, I said, I will never speak to him again. He's the one I told you about who said he's glad Muslims are coming to this country. It'll give him a better chance to evangelize. Meanwhile, the guy's an alcoholic. Meanwhile, he's not one person to the Lord. Meanwhile, he's an expert on everything, but even though he graduated from Rhema, he thinks that once he graduated from Rhema, that's a Bible college, he now is set. He's got to wake up. And guess what? His wife just parrots him. So, and she used to lead worship in a very big church. Well, here's the thing. We're compromised, we're co-opted, and we're in the targets. Let me make it really simple. Thank you, Jesus. If you are a Christian who believes in the inerrancy of the Word of God, believes that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, that he was crucified and rose again on the third day, if you believe that Jesus is coming back, you are already a criminal, you are already a terrorist, and believe me, the men and all of their machines, every form of database has been breached, and it's all in their hands. If you believe that somehow they'll just go down to the door beyond this, everybody who is anybody in the conservative movement, and I'm talking real conservatives, not the ones that have sold out like Paul Ryan and just about everybody in the Senate and Congress, but the point is that how did we get this way? It is because we've given heed to seducing spirits. The spirit, the mystery of iniquity, it's no longer a mystery, yet people will still stand on that, Doug. They'll still stand on it. Well, I believe Hillary is the lesser of two evils. Are you kidding me? You know, and so can I say something? And now I'm going to let you step into this. I have never seen such weakness in my life. I have never seen such complacency, apathy, indifference, and nonchalantness. And it's kind of like people, you know, they say you used to whistle by the graveyard, you know, whatever. The point is now they're all sitting under a mushroom, a giant mushroom, not realizing that giant mushroom is real. I can tell you, it's only God. It's only God. It's only God who's holding back the thermonuclear destruction of the United States and most of Western Europe. Western Europe is toast based on what, in sub 20 minutes, okay? Sub 20 minutes. The United States, based on submarines, based on high-tech weaponry. What Ross couldn't tell you is some of the stuff they got. But I will tell you this, the Russians have been building up. We have been destroying our military. Do you really think you're going to go up against Spetsnaz or Chinese special forces going, just a minute, sir, I got to get my lipstick. Oh, I'm sorry, my dress is too high. I'm talking about men, okay? Oh, let me take off my high heels and get my cowboy boots or my combat boots on. Now, look, that is absolutely deplorable, and it's absurd beyond my ability to even define absurdity beyond what I just said.
Yeah, you know, tell us how you really feel, Steve. No, I totally agree with you. And I think we're at a point today, folks who are listening to this, Christians who are listening to this. By the way, Dave Dobemeyer wrote just a tremendous article today. God bless that man. And I believe the title of it was My Christian Friends Would Rather See Hillary as President Than Vote for Trump. And he details how his, much like you did, Steve, he writes out basically how he's lost friendships, and people have said, you know, enough, I'm gonna vote for Hillary. And he makes a very good intelligence argument on the facts with respect to Donald Trump. But having said that, we don't have it. I mean, we're out of time, Steve. We are out of time as a nation, and I believe as a body of the church. I'm no expert on this. I'm just a looking at an investigator by profession. I'm no expert. But I do know there's a lot wrong here, and we know what Hillary is. We know her policies. We've had 30 years to identify what she has done. So I really, what troubles me the most, Steve, is how anybody can, and I've seen so many email threads, these chains with, I mean, some big Christian names. And a lot of our listeners will never see those email threads, you know, but having these people saying, well, I have to vote my conscience. Steve, what does that mean? But saying I can't vote for Trump, I have to vote my conscience.
Well, it tells me they've got consciences that are seared, Doug. Their consciences are seared.
I mean, in a perfect world, where we would have the ability to have a third party candidate at this late hour, who is morally upright, I mean, morally better than anyone running, then that's different. But we have to play the cards that we're dealt. And to do this, we've only got two choices in this election, Trump or Hillary, really, when it comes right down to two viable choices. So any Christian, to me, any Christian who says, I have to vote my conscience, and so I can't vote for Trump, to me, is saying,
meow, 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 meow. I'm sorry, Doug, I don't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No,
that is the battle cry of the meow men.
You know,
or the Jezebels.
And you're right. And these are the very same people who are taking Romans 13 out of context, who are saying, well, you know, if my home is being invaded by Muslims and my wife is going to get raped, or I'd have to really pray about what I would do if I would fight back. Come on, man. Are you serious? I don't want you even
any,
in my
any man
home.
Who says that, he forfeits his position as husband, he forfeits his position as man, and he most likely forfeits his life. I've told women who are married to those type of men, you know, and I don't give, you know this, I don't counsel, I don't give marriage advice, but I said, you better seek God on this one, because if you've got a husband that says that, it's time to basically remember this, that this is the time when people are going to be brought to the ultimate decision point of Jesus. It has to take precedence, even over the wife or the husband. I've heard wives say, but what will I do? I don't know. That's why I'm telling you to do. I'm saying seek the Lord. But nowhere in the Word of God does the Lord say that you're just to sit there and die. If that were the case, there'd be no Christian church, because everybody would have sat there and died in the Colosseum or some other horrible way of death. See, where is this, you know, and I like my word, jellyfishianity. Any of you divers know, and I used to dive all the time, you know, it was my passion until I blew my ears out. couple times, and that's why I can't always control my voice, and I'm sorry, but tonight I am fired up. Look, I'm trying to get people to understand that God does answer his people's prayers. I am trying to tell you that multitudes in the valley of decision for the day of the Lord is at hand. I don't think, Doug, chime in, I mean, I don't think God could make it any plainer as to the evil, the corruption. You see, the mainstream media, 93%. I got to tell you something. I saw that number and I said, God, those are your odds. Step in, you know?
There you go.
So let's say there's a 7% a remnant. I don't know if it's 3%, 7%. That's what remains after all this. But ladies and gentlemen, get set for the biggest betrayals you've ever had. I know of which I speak. Get set for people in your family to turn against you. If you want public opinion, you know, then I'm telling you this, you fear men and not God. Because by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. There is no fear of God in this land. And the spineless jellyfishianity serving globs of religious quotations and sanctimonious frauds, they will, I won't use that word, thank you, Lord, they will complain to you, Doug, they'll complain to me, they'll complain all over the internet, you know.
That's
we're
right.
Fake Christians, we're this, we're fear-mongers, porn, fear yep. porn, whatever they say, you know. But yet, they won't stand up for Jesus. Isn't that interesting? They got time.
Go ahead. Yeah. No, you know, Steve, and thank you for saying that, because, you know, people tend to think that, oh, well, just Steve is complaining, Doug's complaining, they should just shut up, they should ignore these people. No, we are pointing out the very reason why we are in the position we're in today. The same thing, folks, the Christians are bitching about today. You are in part responsible for bringing us here by your inaction or your deluded deciphers, okay, deciphering. That's my view. Steve, hold on. We're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to be right back. Just stay right where you're at. Folks, you're listening to the Hagman & Hagman Report. Steve Quayle is our guest. SteveQuayle.com. Take advantage of his book offer as well as True Legends, the series. SteveQuayle.com. Hang with us. Welcome back, folks, to the Hagman and Hagman Report. Our very special guest, Steve Quayle from SteveQuayle.com. On fire, unplugged tonight. You should hear him at 4 o'clock in the morning, his time, when he's talking to me. Okay, I'm going to tell you something. This man has more energy than I'll ever have. But Steve Quayle, SteveQuayle.com, God bless you, my friend. Take advantage of his book special as well as True Legends of the series. Steve, I didn't mean to, I just want to make sure that people know that you every day that you and I speak, man, you're nonstop. I mean, thank you for being nonstop. Thank you for being in the fight.
Well, you know, Doug, here's the thing. I take the word of the Lord seriously. You know, you're too kind to me. I feel like if it were not for the prayers of the intercessors praying for me, God bless you, Susan, God bless you, Romy, God bless every single one of you, Bieta, those of you who pray for me. You know, I mean, there are times when I'm up and Romy's up and I'm saying, look, I just, you know, I got this, and I bless her in Jesus' name, you know. I always find it fascinating that the intercessors get the least amount of respect. They're held in contempt. They have to fight everything around them, and I got to tell you something. The ones that have locked themselves away with Jesus and absolutely have stepped out of the public eye and have, you know, I love it. There was a book called Out Back with Jesus. I'm telling you what, and those are the ones that got God's ear. So I thank them all. You know, former Bruce York's fellowship, and I don't know all the people that pray for me. I can't possibly thank you all, but let me share this. Every time you send me an email, it gives me a little sugar juice of energy. I've been so tired at times, Doug, and I'm not crying my beer. I don't drink beer. The bottom line is that I've literally passed out on my feet, okay? Now, when you do that and you're trying to walk around in the daytime, you go down hard on your knees on pavement. It's not a good thing, okay? I've been so sleep-depraved that one time I was riding around with Gary Haven on one of his, ATVs, and I just nodded off. If he hadn't grabbed me, I would have fallen off the ATV. That's how tired I get. But look, here's the thing. I am not complaining. I'm just saying this. Thank you. Thank each and every one of you who's ever prayed for me. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. People say, how come you're not dead? If you were telling the truth, you'd be dead. I said, that's absolutely true, except for one thing. God. They say, well, what do you mean, God? And I say this to non-believers. Obviously, I guess I hang around too many skeptics, you know. And then they're the ones that say, I can't wait until you're dead. I said, well, then you better show the same enthusiasm for when you die, because I know where I'm going, do you? Look, we're running out of time. You know, very soon, the mystery of time will be no more. And all of us, all we're left with, any of us, is what have we done? And what have we done for anyone else? Probably nothing. Most people, and I'd say this, when you hear those people out there criticizing and slamming Doug and I, and here, ask them just a simple question. What have you ever done? Or how many people have you won to Jesus? Or how many times have you stood up for Jesus when it was uncomfortable or politically incorrect? And then they'll quote to you, it's not of works, as any man should boast. Oh, but it is. It is. Works come as a result of faith and not to initiate favor with God. But there's called the fruit of faith. And I got to tell you something. Man, we're dealing with sour grapes. We're dealing with rotten pineapples. We're dealing with people, I think, that live in pumpkin land. And yet they always have an opinion. And they always basically will do anything to denigrate except speak up for Jesus. See, speak up for Jesus, and you can say whatever you want. But don't say that you're speaking up for Jesus when you won't even spine up, man up, and ball up. I have a new statement, too. Okay. What I love about Texas, God bless those of you in the state of Texas. I actually coined this term for Gary Haven. If this is offensive to you, then get off it, okay? Get over it. But I said, those are titanium testicles, Texas size. And I'm going to start calling Gary T3. When he goes down to Haiti, you know, and I'm sure someone's offended. Oh, goodness, you know.
We are going to publish Steve Quayle's Lexicon of Quailisms very shortly. It's going to be a bestseller, I got to tell you. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, just make sure you have that newest one, because Gary, addresses the camera. Alex sent his film crew down there. Joe Biggs and the film crew guys are moving bodies. They're, like, moving food. They're moving people, you know. And Gary's flying in. Look, Gary is one heck of a pilot, and I'll use that word. And, you know, but even that, it gets tough to land an airplane in basically goat trails, you know. And, I mean, his skills were given to him, I believe, by the Lord for such a time as this. Some people said, and some of them been so racially slurring, Gary, what do you care about a bunch of fill-in-the-blank, you know? They're no good to society, yet I see him holding a little baby. I see him rushing that baby to a hospital. I see the people coming out being fed. Jesus said this, you hypocritical bunch of slime out there that knock everything that anybody does for Jesus. He said, inasmuch as you did it unto the least of one of these, you did it unto me, okay? So I got news for you. When I see that, and when I hear the testimonies, and pretty soon I'll put up a link, Diane, his wife, is going to send me the photos, and I'll bring Gary on, Lord willing, you know. I mean, the guy has been going nonstop 21 days, back and forth to Florida, picking up, you know, tons and tons of food, and handing it out, and yet taking time to hand out the toys to the little girls and boys. They have nothing. They've been robbed of everything. And here's a guy who God has blessed. You know, he's a billionaire, but he's out there doing it. And people send me emails all the time, where can I give money? Give money to where it really works. I'm telling you this, this isn't BS. This is not Bravo Sierra. This is not a bovine laundry. You'll have to think about that one. The point being is that we're seeing now, you know, faith in action. And God is going to do something. God's going to raise up and rise up. And those of you who think you've been on the back burner, I got to say this now, Doug. Those of you who God's made promises to for 40 years ago, maybe even 50 years ago, your day will come very soon, because God is not God doesn't forget, okay? You know, the good thing about God is he doesn't have Alzheimer's, you know? Number one, he created everything, and number two, he doesn't eat GMO food, you know? Manna, I got news for you, doesn't have glyphosate in it. So the thing that I'm saying to everyone is this is your time. And I'll tell you the same thing. Gideon was taken down to 300 men, and God wouldn't allow more men to come to Gideon's aid when they were at war, because he wanted people to see, you can't do it, it was me. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm saying tonight, what Doug's saying tonight, we're telling you all, we can't do it, but God can do it through us. There is no place in the entire Old Testament that I know, or in the history of the world, where God's victory was not necessary for his people, you know?
Just so we don't run out of time here, Steve, I just want to mention this. Huffington Post is out with a headline that Donald Trump stands a real chance of being the biggest loser in modern elections. This by Natalie Jackson. We're getting brainwashed here by the media. You nailed it before with your assessment of the media. I mean, they're all in the tank. WikiLeaks has shown that they're all in the tank for Hillary Clinton. I guess my question to you is, as Christians, aside from standing up, and we need to stand in the gap. We need to have skin in the game. Do you feel, Steve, and I'm getting just a slew of emails wanting me to ask you this question. How do you feel, Steve? How do you feel the elections are going to turn out? Do you think that Trump will win the popular but lose the electoral? Or what combination of facts do you, I don't want to say predict, but do you foresee taking place in the elections?
Well, right now we're being told by George Soros, who put 28 companies in 28 states voting machines. And remember this, Doug, it's not who casts the vote that counts, it's who counts the vote that counts. If I were the Trump Commission or the Trump team or someone who's got Donald Trump's ears, I would immediately go into each of those federal court and block the positioning of those based on RICO and based on vote tampering, which is a felony. I would immediately do that.
Amen.
I would immediately do that. I'm pounding my desk so hard, it looks like my finger's going through the, I don't know, 2-inch slab. But the point is, Doug, is that how I feel it? I feel it's up to the people of God right now. I believe the people of God are the ones who are casting the final vote in heaven as to God saying, I'm going to give them a reprieve. Now, let me share this with you. Nothing I have said will change my mind on the fact that God is going to allow China and Russia to nuke us. I don't know when, but I will tell you this, that when Margaret Thatcher was, the Prime Minister of England, and when she got along with Gorbachev, and Reagan got along with Gorbachev, and the Berlin Wall came down, the tension between Russia and the United States pretty much evaporated. You've got to ask yourself the question, ladies and gentlemen, do you want World War III? Do you understand? Go to Zechariah 14:12 if you think World War III is just basically a walk in the park. Doug, I believe this. I believe if I could draw a cartoon, if somebody wants to do it, I'll put it up on my website. I believe you'll see like a pedestal, like soundstage or TV studio, and the newscasters will be absolutely disheveled. All of, let's say, New York City skyline is destroyed, and, they'll show the cords that go into the cameras and everything just dangly in midair amidst a total ruinous rubble, and they'll be talking amongst themselves, and one will say dumbassedly to the other dumbassedly, vomit broker, gee, what do you think this will do to our ratings? It's insanity, my brother. Do you get it?
There are no words. I mean, yeah. Go on, yeah.
Okay, well, look, here's what I say. I'm not trying to be evasive. I am only trying to answer it specifically. At this point, I believe if Donald Trump, okay, is backed up in prayer. Now, you understand there are people canceling out what I'm saying. But what was the name of that woman that wrote that article in the Huffington Post?
Natalie Jackson. She's the senior, senior poll editor. I didn't even know there was such a thing.
That's basically the single BS thrower, okay? And the Lord God of Heaven bring every single one of those lying tongues. You know what God thinks of lying tongues? I pray that God, before this is done, I don't know how he's going to do it, but I pray and release in Jesus' name that every one of these lying devils is going to be exposed in mainstream media. I claim in Jesus' name that people like that woman and others are going to absolutely choke on the vomit they expect us to swallow. Let their
exactly.
own vomit return to their throats, and may they absolutely choke on it, because the American people are fed up. And I'm hoping, now I want to tell everybody something. I don't believe in any way, shape, or form there is a physical solution to a spiritual problem. However, I believe in the God of heaven who still answers the prayer and intercession of his people. I believe that prayer does change things and change hearts. But I will tell you this, that again, I'm saying this. This is where I'm coming from. You make your own decision before the Lord. But again, the Lord spoke to me this morning. And I hate to say God said, but people say, oh, he thinks he's special. No. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm the biggest sinner in the world. I am absolutely a ragamuffin covered with the blood of Jesus. I don't even deserve that wonderful gift of salvation. I am the least likely. It's not self-deprecation, but it's true. I know what I was. I know who Jesus is, and I thank God I'm not what I was. I have one critic say, you're a very small man. Yeah, because I stay small in my own eyes, you know? And it's interesting that to me, we are seeing now the lines being drawn in the sand. Ladies and gentlemen, most of you that are still saying, well, I can't really vote for Donald Trump in clear conscience. At the last trump of God, his name is unusual. You know, obviously the Clinton name is not unusual. It's known every nefarious dark spot on the planet. And look, everybody's taking advantage of it. I remember, Doug, I made a statement. Rape, pillage, and plunder, the United States as you've known it has gone under.
That's
I
right.
basically used to say it differently. I used to say rape, pillage, and plunder, the United States is going under. I don't say that anymore. Rape, pillage, and plundered, the United States has gone under. Now, does God give us a breathing space? But I'm looking to Jesus, okay? I want to make this clear.
That's right.
I'm like a caged lion. I am not a fun person to be around in my immediate presence, okay? Because I get what I call absolutely incredulous at what I would call, the spawn of, or the dawn of the spawn of denialists, okay? I said, look, go watch The Time Machine by, H.G. Wells. Go watch and you'll learn about two people, the Eloi, which are raised for food for the Morlocks. The Morlocks are basically monsters that raise people for food. I said, now, look at the globalists. They're the Morlocks. You're the Eloi. You're allowed to toil. And the middle class is wiped out. You know why Donald Trump is hitting a nerve? Because he's telling the truth. You may not like his macho sexual statements. He needs to repent of those. I'm not cutting the guy any slack, and I think he has apologized. But you remember this? You're dealing with someone who talks about a lot of stuff. Then you're dealing with someone who basically is guilty of multiple cases of rape, even more pronounced than Bill Cosby. Cosby, at least, is reported to have drugged his victims. This guy just throws him down and takes his pants off. Or as Paula Jones said, he's got a real issue with wanting his private parts embraced.
Kiss it.
Ladies and
Kiss
gentlemen,
it.
This is disgusting. This
Absolutely.
Is disgusting. And Democrats, and I won't even say what Madonna said, is too foul. But
yep.
you're seeing the abominable filth that God said, you want filth? Okay, I'll give you filth. And meanwhile, you got Dave Dobemeyer, God bless you, brother, out there basically standing against the abortionists. You got people, and he's writing, and by the way, I loved what he wrote today.
Absolutely.
I even responded to it, but it was too blunt, so I can't read it on the air, in favor of what Dave said. And, you know, here's the deal. We have to man up and stand up. And women need men, strong men, to lead them. Unfortunately, Doug, that's not the case. And I want to say something to all the pukes in the pulpit, okay? I was in the shower, and I just got an image, okay? people go into non-believing, Jesus-rejecting, Bible-mocking buildings, and they're like a dumb sheep walking into a wolf pack, okay? And I live in Montana. I go down into the park so many times by the grace of God. I'm down there in cars or in helicopters. And any of you ever watch a wolf pack hunt, you can see it. Go look out on YouTube. You'll see it. But it isn't a nice thing. Yet people submit themselves. And I want to say this. Quit whining. Believe God. Find a church. How do I find a church? Simple. Go on YouTube or go on whatever your browser is, start page or whatever, and type in Deliverance Believing Church or Bible Believing Church or End Times Prophecy. And then call the pastor and ask him just as simple things. Do you believe Jesus? Ask him this. Do you cast out demons by the finger of God? I'll tell you this. Where a church practices deliverance, there's going to be freedom. Now, there's wacky ones too. But pray and ask the Lord. He's the good shepherd. He's the one that said, my sheep hear my voice, and another voice will they not obey. You know, I'm tired of it. Looking, I don't know if I got one day left, 1 week left, or 1 month left. Okay, I don't know that. I know this. I don't know what life holds for me, but I know that God holds my life, okay? And he does every single person out there that will pray. And I'm telling you, seek the Lord while he may be found, you know? Can you imagine, brethren, when there is no internet, when there is no phone, when you're being hunted, when you're being sought after, when people that used to be middle class who are no longer, they can't even feed themselves? And I want to say this, please, if you think I'm kidding, go read the book, okay? Savage Continent. It will break your heart what the women in Europe had to do just to feed themselves, just to get a C ration, a K ration, or a candy bar, you know? I mean, it was prostitution by necessity. And then you've got basically, you know, famous actresses. Now, what people don't understand is that sex is a very powerful force, okay? It is an actual creative force that God gave to Adam and Eve to procreate. But the devil knows the power, and therefore he perverts the power in order to hold people in bondage. And that is absolutely what people aren't getting. Look, I won't even talk about that realm because God saved me out of that realm, okay? And trust me, I had a period of backsliding. I know what it's like to go swim with the pigs, you know? And the thing, if you're going to swim with the pigs, the last thing you want to do is put your face in pig slop, okay? So, and there's no hidden meaning to that. It means that God redeemed, because it goes back to this parable. If you guys are the prodigal son, and the prodigal daughter, come back to Jesus. Doug, I have seen a miraculous thing. I'm getting emails from people all over the world. They're getting set free of heroin. I'm getting emails from prostitutes. And I say to them, God bless you for turning away from that sin and embracing Jesus. And in case anybody gets snooty about me saying that, hello, Rahab, hello, Mary Magdalene, hello, hello, hello. You see, that's what I love. The vilest offender, that's me, he can truly set free. So quit drowning, quit sucking snot, religious cliches, get on your face with Jesus and cry out for the sin that is destroying these little babies. God, I hate it. And I broke down today at my computer. It's God. I can't stop this stuff. I'm wasting people's time. Lord, I feel so, and I do. I feel like, God, I have failed you. 25 years on talk radio, and what difference have I made? Now, I know there are people that have been one to the Lord. I'm not criticizing any of God's workmanship or salvation. But, Doug, we have let this thing happen. Could I have stopped it individually? Who knows? Maybe if I was, you know, more like Attila the Hun or something, yeah, in a good sense, but no. But here's the thing. But we collectively, as God's people, interceding, joining our voices and our hearts, saying, God, stop it. You've got to stop it. You see, I think we get our eyes on ourselves, and I was there today. I can't stop it, okay? I can't stop it. Jesus didn't call me to bear the sin of the world. God put it on him. But I can say, Lord, thank you for bearing this in the world. And now, Lord, I ask that you arise and your enemies be scattered. How much time do we have?
Steve, we've got about 6 minutes left. But I want to interject something here because you struck on something. You know, you've been doing this for almost three decades. You've been in the trenches. And the question, and I heard you ask this question, or at least Well, this morning when we spoke, and you know, I can't even, folks, I cannot convey to you the passion behind Steve Quayle. This is not talking about Steve Quayle for the sake of just talking about it, but the feelings that we, and not just Steve, but others collectively have, individually have, about the task that we're doing. Are we making a difference? Is anyone listening? You know, is this thing on? And sometimes you just feel like it's all for naught, especially, Steve, when you've got Christians who we have, you and I, have had fellowship with, just delude people. They're delusional, but they're deceitful. And saying, look, I can't consciously vote for Trump or even advocate doing that. So where does that leave us? The path to destruction. Steve, we can't even agree. I mean, our brethren, we're losing our brethren. You know, help me out here, man. I don't understand this.
Well, Doug, can I tell you something? I'll give you Joy Dawson, was a wonderful lady teacher. She said, you cannot figure out sin because it's insane, okay? And my wife says you can't argue with crazy, okay?
True.
And fortunately, she doesn't have to deal with my emails. But the point is that, and I had to answer one guy, answer not a fool lest you become one, you know? And I get it. I get that the scriptures will be fulfilled. And I'm going to say this. I in no way ever believe that there is anything man will do to prevent the word of God coming to pass. But I know history. There are times in Israel's history. There are times in believers' histories where there are timeouts. Even a football game is only supposed to run, what, an hour? But sometimes they go into overtime. God is the creator of time. He is the judge of the whole earth. He knows what he's doing. He's faithful, just, holy, and true. That means there is no bending in him. There is no, you know, you don't have to worry about, well, gee, will he change his mind today because it's me versus Joe? Quit comparing yourself to anyone and look to Jesus. I like what Dr. Paul Hagstrom said. He said, Lord, what is the perfect man? And God said, Jesus. That's why I want you to conform to his image. There's your answer, you know. How does God do what he does? I don't know, and I don't care. It's God. As long as we call upon the name of the Lord, we will be saved. And I want to share this, Doug. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to stand with Doug and Joe Hagman. They took a big step, you know. And look, you got to give your money someplace. If those of you believe in tithe, and you say, tithing is in the Old Testament. No, it's not. The book of Hebrews says that Jesus lives to ever receive tithes. And I'm not saying it's an Old Testament, but it's a principle. Give and it shall be given unto you. Gary Haven's going to reap a tremendous blessing. He's not looking for the blessing, but he's sowing. He who lends to he who gives to the poor lends to the Lord, and the Lord will repay. So I'm telling you this, if some of you want to basically really go into the trenches and literally feed starving mouths so that you'll never hear that said, I'm afraid. You know what the thing scares me the most, Doug? I'm afraid at how few people who now are busting our chops, I came up a little bit on the anatomy, are going to basically, what they're going to say and what they're going to find when they say they stand before Jesus with their arrogance, with their religious spirit, and he says, depart from me, I never knew you, ye who work lawlessness. A vote for lawlessness is a partaker of the judgment that comes against it. Blessings to everyone tonight. I pray for you. I thank you from the depths of my heart for your prayers for me, and that's why, to my cynic's chagrin and all those in professionally high places who hate me, that's why I'm alive. It's because of the goodness of God and the faithfulness of the intercessors. I bless you, Doug. I bless you, Joe. I thank you for your radio program. And ladies and gentlemen, my prayers always are you'll be at the right place at the right time, never the wrong place at the wrong time, and God will show himself to be the all-sufficient one for everyone who will take this word by faith over this broadcast tonight. Good night, Doug.
Good night, Steve. Thank you so very much for being on our program. God bless you. You know what, folks? You just heard a very impassioned, very passionate Steve Quayle. And I'm going to turn this over to Joe here in 40 seconds. I just want to tell you, we have, both of us have been up since, 4 o'clock, our respective times talking. And we've talked more today, I think, than we've talked in all year. And the reason I bring this up is because we both know, and I think that you know now, folks, this is crunch time, and it's up to us. Our actions are up to us. I mean, the results are up to God, but what we do next is up to us. Pray about it. Follow God, but understand how serious this is. That's all I've got to say. Joe?
Well, it was a fantastic show, and a lot was said tonight, and I don't know that I have much more to add. You know, what a lot of what Steve said was true. We are in a very tumultuous time. It's only going to get worse in the few days that we have left before the election. And then after that, who knows where we go from here. But we just got to keep plugging away. We got to keep praying. We have to keep reading our Bibles, and we have to keep ourselves on the straight and narrow path.
We do.
Otherwise, are we doing?
I just want to quickly say this. I said I wasn't going to say anything, but Gary Haven, what Gary Haven is doing, what I know Gary Haven is doing, I mean, helping the people of Haiti. Joe, the State Department, or the United States through USAID, built two soccer stadiums and a police station in Haiti after the earthquake at an exorbitant cost. Gary Haven's using his own money, built more homes, supplied more food than USAID has to the people of Haiti. That's just one example. But
there was a guy who uncovered the fraud at AIG and GE,
or
I think.
Through AJ, right.
I'm not sure about the two, but he looked into the Clinton Foundation. He said over $100 billion is missing from the few relief funds, the Haiti Earthquake Relief Fund, the Baton Rouge Flood Foundation funding that they were given. So everybody who donated money, $5, $10 through text messages, was funneled through the Clinton Foundation and stolen, and nothing was built.
That's okay, though. That's okay. Go ahead, cast your vote for Hillary, Diane Rodham, the witch, the yak, Clinton. Folks, thank you so much for being part of our lives, and thanks for allowing us into your living rooms, cars, boats, whatever. God bless.
Have a great night.
Good night.